Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Friday edition of our program. I'm so glad that you're with me today. We are going to have the opportunity to hear two men today teach on marriage, and they are two of the best teachers on the subject I've ever heard. Derek Prince is continuing his series on a successful marriage, and today he's going to talk to us about the roles of husbands and wives. And then later in our program, Jimmy Evans of Marriage Today Ministries is going to be with us. He's one of the finest speakers on marriage I've ever heard. I can't wait for him to be with us here in the studio. So let's just get right to it as Derek Prince teaches us on the roles of husbands and wives.
In my previous talks, I have explained that according to God's plan or pattern, marriage is a covenant in which each party lays down his life for the other and then lives out a new life through the other. Yesterday, I dealt with the theme of counterfeits that cheat us, human substitutes that do not produce God's results. Today, I'm going to talk about the roles of husband and wife, the special contribution that each party makes to the total relationship. Of course, I'm going to have to speak merely in brief outline, but I believe that it will be helpful. I'll begin with the role of the husband. As I see it in Scripture, a husband has three basic responsibilities toward his wife. First, to be a head. Second, to provide. And third, to protect. Let's talk first about the headship of the husband. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul says, "The man, that is the husband, is the head of the woman, that is the wife." What does it mean to be a head? I would say that it implies ultimate responsibility for decision and direction. Obviously, the figure head is taken from the physical body. And in the physical body, as I understand it, the way God has ordered it, decision and direction come from the head. Through the nervous system and in other ways, all parts of the body can communicate with the head. And every part of the body has a legitimate right to communicate with the head. But the head is responsible for making decisions and deciding on directions. Now, I believe that's the ultimate responsibility of the man to make decision and to decide on direction. And I believe in this area, the initiative should be with the man. Let me speak to you very frankly and plainly for a moment. In the physical relationship, God has so ordered it that it cannot work unless the man takes the initiative. That's a simple fact of nature and physiology which cannot be changed. I believe that's a pattern of what God intends in every aspect of the relationship. The initiative should come from the man. Now let's talk about the husband as provider. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, Paul says, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." That's very strong language, to say that somebody is worse than an unbeliever and has denied the Christian faith. What kind of person is Paul speaking about? He's speaking about a man who doesn't provide for his wife and family. It's a sad fact, but there are quite a large number of people who are going around teaching the scriptures, preaching, and putting on what I would call a spiritual act. But when you go back to the root of it all, they haven't made proper provision for their own families. And the Bible says that's worse than being an unbeliever. Provision, of course, is primarily financial. We use the phrase the breadwinner. It's a little out of date, but it's still applicable. However, I do not believe that a husband's provision for his wife is limited to finance. I believe that he's responsible for her total well-being, physical, emotional, social, and cultural, that he has to see that all her legitimate needs are met. Paul said in the passage we quoted earlier that the wife is the husband's glory. In other words, if you want to know how successful a man is, look at his wife. She's the evidence. And when a wife is fully provided for in every area of her life, physical, emotional, social, and cultural, she will indeed be her husband's glory. The third responsibility of the man is to protect. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, Peter says, "You husbands likewise, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." Now that's one of the passages where the Bible goes contrary to most people's thinking. Because the attitude of natural man is, well, if someone is weak, you can dominate. You can get your way, you can force your way through. But the scripture says, just because a woman is weak, that's the reason not to dominate, but to honor.
You know, earlier this week, Derek was talking to us about marriage as a covenant. And today, he's teaching us about the terms of that covenant. What is it that a man pledges to do in marriage? What is it that a woman pledges to do in marriage? This is absolutely vital material, and I hope you'll listen to it time and again. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Getting the practical Bible teaching of Derek Prince into your hands and heart is at the center of our mission at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. That's why we're pleased to send you a wonderful resource by Derek Prince that delivers clear biblical teaching that can help transform your marriage. It's Derek's powerful booklet, Partners for Life. And it's yours, free for the asking. In this encouraging booklet, Derek Prince reveals that success in marriage is not a result of eliminating problems, but rather of establishing a real relationship built upon the foundation of God's truths. Whether your goal is to heal a hurting marriage or make a good one even stronger, this free resource will help you take your relationship to the next level. Don't miss your opportunity to get a copy, free and postage paid, today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's not too late for you to have a happy, fulfilling marriage. Request your free copy of Partners for Life right now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Partners for Life when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me today. Derek Prince has been teaching us about marriage, and particularly marriage as a covenant, all week. And today he's talking to us about the roles of husbands and wives. In other words, what are those things that husbands and wives commit to each other? And coming up a little later in our program, Jimmy Evans of Marriage Today Ministries is going to be with us. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
Peter says that husband and wife are heirs together of the grace of life. Joint heirs. This is very significant because in the legal system of the Bible day, when two people were joint heirs, neither of them could claim the inheritance apart from the other. Their claiming their inheritance depended on them operating together and moving together into their inheritance. This is true of husband and wife. There are many things in God's provision which a wife or a husband cannot claim on their own. It's only as they learn to flow together and to harmonize that the full provision of God is made available. So it's a husband's business to protect his wife, to stand between her and every pressure, every blow, everything that would break her down. And let me say to you, husbands, the more you protect your wife, the more joy and satisfaction you receive in return from her. It pays husbands to invest in your wives. Turning now to the wife, what is her contribution to a successful marriage? In the first place in Scripture where God introduces the theme of marriage, in Genesis chapter 2, he describes what he intends the wife to be, a helpmeet, or in modern translations, a helper. I do believe that sums up in the one word the real purpose of God for the wife. It's to be her husband's helper. I suggest that there are two primary ways in which a wife can help her husband. The first is to uphold. The second is to encourage. How can a wife uphold her husband? Well, I think the easiest way to understand that is to picture the physical body. As we've said, the head is the directive, decision-making part of the body. And yet the head never holds itself up. The head is totally dependent on the rest of the body to be upheld and sustained and nourished. And there's one particular part of the body that is closest to the head and has the direct responsibility for upholding the head. That is, of course, the neck. And I suggest to you, wives, that in a certain sense, you should picture yourself as the neck. the part that's immediately responsible for upholding your head, your husband. And if you find that just a little, maybe undignified, just bear in mind what somebody once said, that it's the neck which determines which way the head will turn. There's a lot of truth in that. Secondly, your next function, and it's very closely related, is to encourage. I can't tell you how important it is to a man to be able to look to his wife for encouragement. I can remember times in my past, in my ministry, when I felt I was a failure. And a lot of other people felt I was a failure too. But I thank God that my first wife, Lydia, never in any way suggested to me that I was a failure. When I was down, she lifted me up. She encouraged me. I can remember one time I came to a point early in my ministry when I felt I never wanted to preach again. I went to bed totally discouraged. I woke up next morning feeling fine, ready to go. My wife had spent the whole night in prayer for me. I cannot thank God enough for a wife like that. Now, wives, if you're going to encourage your husbands, there's a certain thing you'll have to practice, and it's called self-denial. Suppose you're sitting there feeling blue and mopey, dissatisfied, discontented with yourself, your husband, your home, your children, the car. But you know your husband's discouraged too. What are you going to do? Are you going to tell him just how bad you feel and just how blue you are and just how much you need encouragement and help? Not if you're a good wife. That's where you have to deny yourself. You have to suppress your own discouragement, your own negative emotions, and just devote yourself to encouraging your husband, to telling him what a fine husband he is, how much you love him, how much good he's doing you. Just pick out everything you can that's good and focus on it. You say, well, that's asking a lot. Maybe, but I'll tell you something else. You'll get a lot out of it. Because in the last resort, you'll reap what you sow into your husband. So then those are the responsibilities. The husband's responsibility, threefold: to be a head, to provide, to protect. The wife's responsibility summed up in the word to be a helper. And two primary ways of helping: to uphold and to encourage. Now, closing my talk today, let me just point out to you the two common basic failures of husband and wife. When a marriage fails, it's usually because either or both have failed in these ways. The common failure of the husband, one that's very common in our culture today, is to abdicate from his responsibilities, not to be the head. Sometimes it can be done in a very quiet, negative way that doesn't appear, but nevertheless, it's a failure. The wife's common failure is just corresponding. It's to usurp responsibility, to take over headship. And there's a great danger of a vicious circle where the husband continually abdicates and the wife continually takes over more and more responsibility. The only way that each can receive the needed grace is through the covenant commitment that God makes the basis of marriage.
You know, this is such great material. I hope that you will listen to it over and over again by logging on to DerekPrince.org. I hope that you'll urge those who are engaged, those who are newly married, really almost everybody you know who has any connection to marriage whatsoever. Listen, we're going to wrap this up in just a few moments with Jimmy Evans of Marriage Today Ministries as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Getting the practical Bible teaching of Derek Prince into your hands and heart is at the center of our mission at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. That's why we're pleased to send you a wonderful resource by Derek Prince that delivers clear biblical teaching that can help transform your marriage. It's Derek's powerful booklet, Partners for Life, and it's yours free for the asking. In this encouraging booklet, Derek Prince reveals that success in marriage is not a result of eliminating problems, but rather of establishing a real relationship built upon the foundation of God's truths. Whether your goal is to heal a hurting marriage or make a good one even stronger, this free resource will help you take your relationship to the next level. Don't miss your opportunity to get a copy, free and postage paid, today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's not too late for you to have a happy, fulfilling marriage. Request your free copy of Partners for Life right now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or request your free copy of Partners for Life when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm glad you're with me today. In the studio with me today is Jimmy Evans, who's one of America's leading experts on family and marriage relationships. He's been with us 2 days before this week. The Marriage Today is such a great ministry. I hope that you've seen it. It's beamed into millions of homes every week, has been for 13 years or so. You can find out more about it on marriagetoday.org. And in the days that we've had Jimmy in the studio thus far, he's been telling us about his own story, his own near crash maritally, and then how God began to build not only a strong marriage, but a great ministry. And so, Jimmy, it's great to have you with us today.
Stephen, good to be back.
Now, you told us at the end of our time last time some great things. First of all, we talked about this lie that people often believe that actually keeps them from fighting for their marriage, that they've married the wrong person. You said that was a deception. And I couldn't agree more. I think that that's the hurdle people have to get past so they even want to fight for their marriage. But when they start to fight for their marriage, you know, Derek's been teaching us today about the roles of husbands and wives. So I want to be quiet here for a moment, just let you go, because you have such great stuff for us. Tell us not only what happened in your marriage as you were built into godly husband and wife, but build on what Derek has taught us about this business of roles of husband. People don't like to talk about that today because it sounds legalistic, sounds old school, but man, if we don't embrace what the scriptures say about the role of a wife and a role of a husband, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Absolutely, and I have such a huge respect for Derek and just his life and his own personal testimony and authority on this subject. But, you know, Stephen, God only has plan A. There is no plan B. And the most revelatory text in the Bible that Derek cites is Ephesians chapter 5 about roles of husbands and wives. It's timeless. It doesn't matter if we're in the 21st century. It doesn't matter where you live or who you are. God created marriage, and he created us. And the Bible is basically the instruction manual that tells us how we properly operate and how marriage properly operates. So you can try it any way you want to. It never works until you fulfill the biblical roles. And let me give you an example of that. And again, I know I'll be repeating part of what Derek said.
That's fine. That's fine. You go right ahead.
Well, but Ephesians chapter 5, it tells women, you know, be submissive to your own husbands as to the Lord. And a lot of people look at that and say, oh, gosh, you know, submit to your husband. The verse before that says, submit to one another in the fear of Christ. That God never puts women in an inferior, subjected position where she's a doormat and she is a non-equal. In the Garden of Eden, in Genesis 2, before sin existed, there's never a reference to authority in the marriage. They had a friendship, and they were helpers of one another, and they had just a common bond and an equality. Remember, the Bible says, they two shall become one. Well, you can't become one with someone who's not an equal. It's just not right.
Yes.
So they too became one. Well, in Ephesians 5, where it tells women, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, when it summarizes that, it says women should honor their husbands as they would the Lord. Number one need of a man is honor. So when the number one need, it's our most profound need, even above sex. Men are extremely sensitive in their egos, and their number one need is to feel esteemed and significant. Well, when the Bible tells a woman to honor her husband as the Lord, it's not putting her in an inferior, vulnerable position. It's giving her the key to his heart. Because women will never succeed in a relationship with a man until they do so with an honoring spirit. And so when a woman, women are equal. They can say anything they want to say. They can do anything they want to do. That's not the question. The question is, how do you do it? You have to do it with honor. You have to do it carefully. Well, then with men, it tells men to love your wives as Christ loved the church. He gave himself up for her. And then it talks about he nourishes and cherishes her, you know, just like he does his own body, but nourishes and cherishes her. Well, the number one need of a woman is security. So when the Bible is telling a man the role to fulfill in loving his wife, the number one thing that makes a woman feel secure is a selfless, sacrificial man. The number one thing that makes a woman feel insecure is an insensitive, detached man. So when it tells husbands to nourish and cherish their wives, and by the way, those are all agricultural terms. Nourish means to feed to maturity. Cherish means literally to keep warm or to protect in the process. So the number one role of a husband is to bring his wife to her fullest potential. See, just Jesus does for us. The Bible says we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Jesus didn't come down from heaven to keep us down. He came down from heaven to pull us up. And a godly husband, a righteous husband, is a sensitive, sacrificial male who exists for the purpose of bringing his wife to her fullest potential that God created her in her mother's womb to fulfill. I've never met a woman who minded that. I never met a woman who sure. didn't want her husband to do that.
Absolutely.
So when you look at the biblical roles, the way God designed them, they meet our most important needs. They make us both feel safe, and they bring both of us to our fullest potential.
Boy, that's wonderful stuff. Now, when your ministry, what are the? Let me ask it this way: if I were to ask you to name the top three crises in most marriages that you see, do they fall in these categories, or are they other things? You know, sometimes we look at the Bible as oversimplistic. Sometimes we tend to think, well, really honor and just nurturing, and really that's the answer. Are there three issues other than these, or does this really capture what you see in most marriages?
Stephen, it's never complicated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get people in marriages into a big mess. It's really never that complicated. It's because they violated the most basic precepts of the marriage. An example of that is the priority of the marriage. In Genesis 2, the first thing God ever said is, "For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother." That means reprioritize. Your father and mother were your most important priority before you got married. Now, marriage has to become the most important priority. Many of the marriage problems is just simply because kids are more important, work is more important, golf is more important. And that basic precept has been violated. Another huge crisis that people get into in marriage is unmet needs. And this goes back to the roles of marriage.
Sure.
A wife is not honoring her husband and treating him properly. She's not talking to him right and meeting his need for honor and other needs. A man is insensitive and selfish and detached, and he's not nourishing and cherishing her and making her feel special. And so it's really very basic. And I remember Jack Nicklaus one time had back surgery. Or I believe it was hip surgery. And after he had hip surgery, he took golf lessons. And after winning 17 majors, he took golf lessons. And he went back to the basics. And he learned golf again after his hip. Now, if Jack Nicklaus had to have golf lessons,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's comical.
So in marriage, you know, it's always it's the basics. That's what Jack Nicklaus knows. To play
sure.
great golf, it's just the basics.
Sure.
You don't have to get fancy. In marriage, it's just the basics. And the roles that we fulfill in marriage, as Derek said so well, they're absolutely essential, and when you stay faithful to those biblical roles, your marriage is going to prosper.
Jimmy, what you taught us has been so powerful, but I asked you on Wednesday if you'd be prepared to pray, because I believe that in addition to teaching people today by the power of radio, we can also pray for them and encourage them a bit in that process. Would you just voice a prayer along the very lines of the truths you've been teaching us?
Absolutely. Father, we thank you so much for the power of your word, the power of your Holy Spirit. I remember when you saved our marriage when we were very vulnerable and on the brink of divorce. I'm asking you to do that for every person listening right now.
Yes.
Every marriage represented, just give them hope, men and women. Give them hope, Lord, and in their weakness, give them help. Holy Spirit, you told me that when you came, you would teach us all things. And I pray that you'd teach every woman how to be a wife, how to love her husband, how to stand for her marriage in a covenant relationship. I pray for every man right now that you teach him to be the priest of his home, to teach him how to nourish and cherish his wife. But Lord, we bind a spirit of divorce right now
yes.
that is attacking so many people. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for healing. We pray, God, for power and anointing to fall upon every marriage in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You've been touched today. You want to see a stronger marriage happening in your life. MarriageToday.org is the way that you can really find out what's going on with Jimmy. And Jimmy, thanks for being with us. This has been a great time with you.
Stephen, thank you.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. If you wanted to hear the series and the things not only that Jimmy has shared, but the series that Derek has been teaching us, you can log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll be able to hear our whole week of teachings together. But that is all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To purchase a copy of Derek's book, The Marriage Covenant, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you do, be sure to ask for your free gift, Partners for Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can always order securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.